News in the Church, Evening News 27/26/2024. By Paul Johannes Ness. Good evening, and welcome to the Church News on EWTN Norway. Here are today's top stories. Vatican rules apparitions of Virgin Mary near Rome not supernatural. The Vatican has officially ruled that the alleged apparitions of the Virgin Mary near Rome are not supernatural. This decision follows a thorough investigation by the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. The ruling emphasizes the importance of discernment and adherence to church teachings when considering claims of supernatural events. Such decisions are made to ensure that the faithful are guided correctly and are not led astray by false claims. Additionally, the Vatican has urged the local community to focus on genuine Marian devotion and avoid any practices that could lead to confusion or misinterpretation. For the full story, visit EWTN Norway. What is schism and excommunication in the Catholic Church? A recent commentary explores the concepts of schism and excommunication within the Catholic Church. Schism refers to a formal division or separation from communion with the Pope and the Church, often due to disagreements on doctrinal issues. Excommunication, on the other hand, is a severe ecclesiastical penalty that excludes a person from participating in the sacraments and the community of the Church. This article provides historical context, explaining notable instances and the theological foundations for these actions. Understanding these terms is crucial for grasping the gravity of actions that lead to such consequences and the Church's efforts to maintain unity and doctrinal integrity. It also discusses the processes involved in resolving such issues and the possibility of reconciliation. For further insights, visit the National Catholic Register. Kenya's religious leaders support Gen Z-led peaceful protests against Finance Bill 2024. In Kenya, religious leaders have expressed full support for the peaceful protests led by Generation Z against the Finance Bill 2024. The leaders commend the youth for their courage and commitment to social justice, emphasizing the importance of peaceful advocacy in effecting change. These protests have seen large turnouts, with young people voicing their concerns over increased taxation and its impact on the cost of living. Religious leaders have joined the protests, providing moral support and calling for the government to listen to the grievances of the youth. This solidarity underscores the role of religious institutions in supporting civic engagement and addressing socioeconomic issues. Furthermore, it highlights the Church's role in promoting social justice and defending the rights of the marginalized. For the full story, visit EWTN Norway. Paraguayan bishops speak out at OAS General Assembly amid threats to life and family. Paraguayan bishops have made a strong stand at the Organization of American States, OAS General Assembly, speaking out against threats to life and family. They highlighted the increasing pressure to adopt policies that undermine traditional values and called for a defense of fundamental human rights. The bishop's statements were part of broader discussions on human rights, social policies, and international law at the assembly. They emphasized the importance of upholding the dignity of every human life from conception to natural death and protecting the institution of the family as the cornerstone of society. Their statements reflect the Church's ongoing commitment to promoting and protecting life and family values in international forums. The bishops also called on other nations to support their stance and work together to foster a culture of life. For more details, visit EWTN Norway. Outgoing Apostolic Nuncio in Ghana reflects on his service, Archbishop Henrik Jagodzinski. The outgoing Apostolic Nuncio in Ghana has shared reflections on his service in the country. He expressed gratitude for the memories and experiences he has accumulated during his tenure. Archbishop Jagodzinski spoke about the strong relationships he built with the local church and the Ghanaian people. His work involved not only diplomatic duties, but also pastoral care and support for various church initiatives. His departure marks the end of a significant chapter in the diplomatic relations between the Vatican and Ghana, leaving behind a legacy of strengthened ties and mutual respect. The Archbishop highlighted several key achievements during his time in Ghana, including the promotion of interfaith dialogue and support for social justice projects. For the full story, visit ACI Africa. Pope Francis proposes St. Juan Diego as inspiration for Latin America. Pope Francis has proposed St. Juan Diego as a source of inspiration for Latin America. During a recent address, the Pope highlighted the saint's humility, faith, and dedication to spreading the message of the Virgin of Guadalupe. St. Juan Diego's example is particularly relevant for the faithful in Latin America, encouraging them to live out their faith with similar devotion and courage. The Pope pointed out that St. Juan Diego, a simple indigenous man, played a pivotal role in the evangelization of the Americas. His life story resonates with the values of humility, service, and unwavering faith. This call to look up to St. Juan Diego comes at a time when the Church in Latin America faces numerous challenges, including social and economic issues. For more on this inspiring message, visit ACI Prensa. Stay tuned for more updates and insights from the Church as we continue to share important news and stories from around the world.